railroad, you got to keep trunk packed.
Right. I guess so.
But we never would sell our home. We just kept it here. We said, well, we never did know what could happen that we wanted.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Well, talking about those sheep, do you remember what people called a male sheep?
A ram?
What about female?
I believe they called them like they did a goat. I believe that's called a yellow sheep, weren't they?
Yes, ma'am. I've heard that.
And goats, you know, was called billies and ewes.
Yes, ma'am.
Y-E-W's the way they spell. Just don't sound like yew, does it?
You know those things that you put on the bottom of a horse's feet for protection?
Uh-huh.
You just call those
horseshoes.
Do you ever play, people around here play a game with those?
Yeah, they used to play that a lot. But nobody can get out of an automobile now long enough to play. Have you ever thought about that?
That's the truth. Everybody's going somewhere all the time.
You don't see people sitting around and visiting and having a good time no more. They're just running their legs over, getting from here to yonder. And a living room is a waste of time where you've got girls and boys these days. That's you never true. More see a boy go in a living room and sit down and talk with a girl. They usually, if she don't meet him at the door, she meet him at the gate. And away they go, that many a mother don't know who her girl's going to open with.
Yes, ma'am. We used to, when you were coming up, if a boy was seeing a girl pretty regularly,
mm-hmm.
and folks would think he was getting serious about her,
mm-hmm.
what would they say he was doing?
Oh, they just say, well, I believe they're liking one another. They may get married. That's all they'd say. Now they call it going regular. Going steady.
Back,
do what?
Back then, did they ever call it courting?
Yeah, sometimes they'd say, well, so-and-so's a courting so-and-so.
What would he be called? You'd say that he was her...
They didn't call them boyfriends them days. A lot of times that's her sweetheart. I believe that's about all I did ever hear them called. That's so-and-so's sweetheart. That's a sweetie, some of them say.
Yes, ma'am.
And when I was that uncle and cousin of mine that was over here from Texas not long ago, that cousin of mine said, you know, my mama said that she never kissed my daddy till after they married. And she did say it, for I knew them, and I heard her say it. And it didn't surprise me, because we just didn't do that them days. And he was just shocked, looked like. And I said, well, Eugene, back when me and your mother was young, girls didn't kiss boys, nor boys didn't kiss girls, nor they didn't even hold hands. And you know, them men was just shocked.
Things have changed a lot. Sure have.
And I said, no, sir, a boy knew better than touch a girl's hand, and a girl knew better than put her hand on a boy's hand. And sure didn't put her hand on his knee, neither. Every feller lived to himself. I don't know how we all found out that we liked one another.
Well, it seemed to work out pretty well. Most of those marriages lasted a long time.
It lasted longer than does now most of the time.
Well, what about the girl? What would you call her? You'd say she was his...
I don't remember hearing him call her anything but his sweetie. Looks like he's lighting her pretty well. She must be his regular.